Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. On today's episode of For Crying Out Loud, we did a lot of talking about what is cringy nowadays.
Yeah.
Children's eyes.
Yeah. And what great podcasts we're listening
to. That's right. And Fortnite going dark for 2 days. But first, let's talk about Birchbox.
Oh, my God. Love Birchbox.
We love Birchbox. You guys need to try Birchbox.
It's right? A monthly box of you time.
That's right.
Is what it is. It's like for taking care of yourself. Give yourself a little treat once a month. These are like sample size products. Sometimes they throw in a full size, but you get five of them.
Right. You
can't and they're go not wrong. Teeny tiny. They're like a decent sized amount
yes.
to try
so that
and love.
You can discover new products and, mm-hmm. and then buy the full size version of the samples that you love.
Yeah, and you can earn loyalty points while you're at it.
That's right. It's beauty and grooming for everyone.
Yeah. Head on over to Birchbox.com/FCOL to learn more about Birchbox and use the promo code FCOL to get $5 off your own monthly box of you time. That's promo code FCOL at Birchbox.com/FCOL for $5 off your first Birchbox. Birchbox.com/FCOL. This company's been around since we first started podcasting.
Yes.
So obviously they're doing something right.
They are doing something
yeah,
right.
Yeah. People love it. So check them out.
Hey, everybody. For Crying Out Loud.
What's up, people?
What's happening?
Hey, before we say anything, I want to thank our premium...
our pals.
...subscribers, like Michelle McKibben.
Hi, Michelle.
She can take a ribbon. I'm cheating off of how Ronnie and Ben from Watch What Crappens do their premium shout-outs, but I'm a poor man's Ronnie
Stephanie,
and Ben.
You're a comedian. You could write some comedy.
I could
them.
Try. Luis Juarez.
Aww.
Hey,
Luis.
Ishan Vajpay.
Aw, Ishan.
You don't have to pay. Well, yes, you do. Kelly Brandt. Hi, Kelly.
What's up, Kelly?
Jacob Crowley.
What's up, Jacob?
He's cool. Leslie Wyckoff.
What's up, Leslie?
Just right off the cuff. Leslie Wyckoff. Natasha Foster. Hi, Natasha. She's in Canada. Still love you. Angie Salvador.
Hi, Angie.
My friend.
She's
my sister from another mother. Okay. Anyway, you know what? Before
yes.
we even.
You want to calm yourself down? I'm going to throw a blanket on you. That's how I'm going to calm you down. Right?
I have a problem with the calming comfort blankets because my whole family has one now.
Really?
At this point.
Even though it's 110 degrees out?
Well, it's cold in our house at night.
Oh, it is?
It gets cold at night.
Really?
Yes. And you know what could help Sonny and his sleep problems?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know, but he gets so hot at night.
Yeah.
But the calming comfort blankets are, it's like getting a hug
right.
all night long.
No, it's really like people say it reduces the stress, anxiety, helps you sleep better. No restless night sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in different weights. You can get 15, 20, 25 pound, 10 pounds for kids.
Listen, swaddling isn't an idea that we just need to put up on the shelf once the babies are like 3 months old.
That's right.
No, feel swaddled as an adult with a calming comfort blanket.
Yes, yes,
yes. Here's how you're going to get a calming comfort blanket.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to go to Sharper Image. If you want to. But right now, our listeners can go to calmingcomfortblanket.com and use the code FCOL at checkout to get 15% off the displayed price. That's calmingcomfortblanket.com, promo code FCOL. And because you can't put a price on a great night's sleep, go online right now to calmingcomfortblanket.com and use that code FCOL to get the special discount today.
Go do it. And while you're under that blanket, if you get thirsty, you can try a LaCroix.
Oh, my God.
We love LaCroix.
We have it
here at the warehouse. They come in 25 different flavors. They're the sparkling water that's flavored, and they come in 15 different flavors.
Yeah, I have a cucumber LaCroix sitting right in front of me right now.
Nice.
Refreshing. That's feel like I'm at a spa. I really do love LaCroix. It's a favorite among people who don't drink.
Right.
Because it's like still a refreshing,
right.
yummy beverage.
Yes. And it's a favorite with people that do drink because then they can, you know, throw a little something in there.
Yeah, it's a healthy alternative is what we're trying to say. And for a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. That's LaCroixWater.com. And sparkling waters and the LaCroix Curate sparkling mm-hmm. waters. That's some extra fancy, you could tell just by the name.
Yes.
Extra fancy flavors.
That's right.
They're gluten-free, vegan, kosher, non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly. And the LaCroix cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable. For more info, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroixWater or check us out at LaCroixWater.com. That's spelled LaCroix.
I just got a test from the kids' school.
A test?
Uh-huh.
Or a text?
A text, but it's a test.
Oh.
For an emergency test. That there is a – today's the Great American Shakeout or whatever.
Forgot about that. That's at all schools.
Yeah. Yeah. Your kids are going to have it too.
Yeah. Elby told me that a couple of mm-hmm. – this is how she was trying to get out of homework.
Oh, really?
Because
of the shakeout the next day?
She was like, well, I don't even have such and such a class because of the shakeout
that's
happening during my third and fourth period.
Right.
I guess it's long.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I thought it was supposed to be a surprise. Like, aren't they supposed to take you guys by surprise to see if you're prepared? Well, what good is it if you guys are already prepared and waiting for it?
Right.
Earthquakes don't happen like that.
Right.
They take you by surprise.
Right.
What the hell?
Like a nor'easter.
Right, like a nor'easter.
Well, actually, those
surprise.
Do prepare you.
Yeah, they do. But, like, I don't get it. Sonny was telling me he's got, I got to go sit on the hot field today for an hour.
Oh, my God. I remembered another one that they had.
Yeah.
Where they had to, or maybe that was a real thing, where they got locked in the gym. Remember that with your kids?
Oh, with my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They thought that there was some – this was a years ago when they thought that there was like burglars on the loose in the neighborhood. And so they all went into like the gym and they had to like barricade the doors and
right.
put the things up on the windows and like
right.
close the blinds.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No,
but
I know.
It
and Natalia
funny.
Natalia was like, I can't find Sonny. I
yeah.
can't find – what does he look like? He doesn't wear matched clothes. He's a mismatch guy with, you know, she's like, we just started at that school.
Right. She's like, we haven't gotten him into
right.
shopping
he's
yet.
Not, yes.
He
yes.
wears a lot of basketball shorts.
Yeah, a lot of basketball, neon basketball shorts. You can't miss them. And so she was like, well, where is he? We're in, like, meanwhile, he's like in the bathroom. He doesn't
right.
even know what's going on. And she was crying. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay.
That was like a... Yeah, burglars.
See, that's what happens when it's not planned, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Shit goes sideways.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, I got to bring – he's like, I have the class that the teacher makes us read instead of all the other teachers where they let the kids just talk to each other.
Yeah.
Our class has to bring a book to the field, and we have to sit there and read in the heat.
Yeah, these schools love any opportunity for reading.
I know.
And they don't realize that now in the age of phones and screens,
yeah.
kids have lost interest in reading, and now
even
that sounds
more
like
so.
Punishment.
Right. Right.
In my day, I would have relished a chance to just sit and read my book.
I know.
But their class is like, well, we can't play Fortnite.
I know.
I mean, we have
45
minutes.
Okay, by the way, fucking Fortnite. I got an issue with them. They went dark for 2 days.
They did?
Yes. You know, they had to like update or whatever. But people were going nuts. I never go on Twitter anymore. I was on Twitter trying to figure out when's it coming back. It came back and it's all different now and I don't like it anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll be going back to the gym more often. I want my life back.
I was wondering, could you play Fortnite and work out at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You got to have good internet wherever you are though.
Yeah. See, that's why I like playing games on my phone. I've gotten – Lynette, I have a problem.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
It really helps. I think it helps me, but maybe I'm just an addict. But I do everything. I play, listen to a podcast and play a game on my phone
yes,
while I do everything.
I do too. Yeah.
I can literally do the workout on the Precor machine. I just don't use my arms. I do the workout.
Right.
My legs are doing the work. My
yes.
brain is playing threes.
Yes,
and
me
listening
too.
To a podcast.
Yeah. That's what I do too. If I can get good Wi-Fi.
Right.
Listen, I know. I mean, It's something that excites me. I mean, I don't have that much, so let me have my Fortnite. But don't take away, like, my favorite gun, by the way. That's what they did. They took away the heavy sniper that I love. I just like sniping. It's fun.
Yeah, now you know how these Second Amendment people feel.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't find
anything. How dare you?
How dare you?
That's my constitutional right. To play Fortnite, the gun I want.
Yes, they took it away anyway. Yeah. It's some publicity stunt. They went dark for 2 days.
Did the whole world stop?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe I – well, my kids don't play Fortnite. They're embarrassed by it.
I know. It's cringy.
Yeah. It's super cringe.
Don't play it anymore either.
Mm-mm, no. And Xander, it's like if anybody ever does a Fortnite dance, Xander's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Horrible. So many things are cringy. It is impossible to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Selfies, like, with your daughter.
You'll do something and find out it's cringy and you're like, oh my God, yesterday that was fine.
Right.
I don't know what – it could be anything. It could be wearing a cardigan sweater.
I know.
Wearing a hoodie.
Right.
Well, guess what's cringy now? Hoodies that zip.
Oh, well, really? Is that true?
Well, you have to wear – it has to be just the ones that go over your head. I'm like – what? Since when does zipping something not cool?
And what's with these hoodies, by the way? And who's listening to our show that doesn't have daughters that they can't relate? But seriously, though, like, what's with the hoodies? I don't get it.
Why? Okay, this morning
I can't close her drawer anymore. She's got too many hoodies.
I've got to post a picture on our. We have not been keeping up on our Instagram, by the way.
I know. Hello.
And it's Kaylin. On my phone. There, I have no excuse to not be posting pictures on our Insta. But listen, Sadie has taken to wearing John's hoodie. Not even my hoodie. My hoodie. She wears a hoodie that is
super
like
long and super baggy.
Oh, it goes down past her knees.
Oh my God!
It's a big orange John sized hoodie. It's big on John. She loves it. She loves wearing his hoodie. I'm like, you look like a little kid on Halloween wearing like an oversized like costume. Like,
yeah. What is with the – I don't get it.
She thinks that's cool.
It's very strange. I don't know.
And then here's another thing that's mystifying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your kids are right between the ages of my kids.
Right.
They're right in the middle.
Right in the middle, yeah.
Okay. But LB is – it's now cool to wear pink.
Oh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Now that she's in high school –
it's
she's totally
good.
Fine wearing pink.
Okay.
But when they're at the middle school age, not cool to wear pink.
No.
Because that's like
little
girly.
Yes.
Right. But then you get somehow you move past some certain age and I'm like, Elby's thrilled to wear pink. She wants pink stuff. Not in a little girly way, but like pink is cool.
Right.
Like, oh, so she wanted a pink hoodie. So I have a pink hoodie because I'm 50.
Right.
So pink is
right.
Totally cool.
Fine.
I wear whatever the fuck color I want. That's what I do at 50. I don't give a fuck what's in style. What I see, I wear.
Exactly.
I see it. I like it. I
wear
it. I don't care if it's fucking bedazzled.
Right.
I'll own that shit.
Right.
Bandana. Yeah. I'll wear a juicy sweatshirt that's from the freaking 90s.
Yes.
I'll bring that shit back.
Right.
Okay. My kids, not so much.
No.
They're like, Mom, really cringy.
Yeah.
Everything that you like is cringy.
Right.
I got a bedazzled, not kidding about this, a bedazzled pepper spray.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's the cutest thing ever. Got it at Big Five. I was like, yes, please. I'll take a glittery bedazzled.
I always get hooked in at checkout counters. Always.
Love it.
Either at, whether it's Big Five or it's Sephora, and it's like, oh, I need myself a little travel size BB spray. That's SPF 55 as well.
Yeah.
I need it. Sure,
so
I'll take it.
Do you remember from our youth Quench gum?
Yes.
Wasn't that the best thing? It was like Gatorade, but for gum.
Right.
And you chewed it and it like made your mouth, like it quenched
exploded
your thirst.
Into your mouth.
No, that was Freshen Up. It didn't explode, but it like made you, gave you a lot of saliva.
A lot of saliva.
For no reason.
Yeah.
That we would need.
They have that still, right?
I know.
Gatorade.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have it at Big Five.
That's right.
They sell it.
Ooh, look at you. Look at
Quench.
Matt Fondelier on the job. Pulling up pictures of Quench gum.
Yeah, but I don't remember it looking like that, but I guess it did. Yeah, it was like sports gum.
I loved the
now they have Gator gum. Maybe it's – look up Gator gum.
I love
Gatorade
the
gum.
Pop Rocks. Remember Pop Rocks? I love Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks are back.
It tickled my throat and made my mouth just come alive in places I didn't know existed.
That's what I'm thinking of is now Gator gum.
That's right. Gator gum. That's
Gator
right.
gum like get, made you have like saliva.
Right. That was pretty genius of them.
It really was. Yes, I loved Pop Rocks. I love, do you remember Jolly Ranchers, the sticks? Jolly Sticks,
yes.
STIX.
Yeah.
And they were fire sticks.
Yeah.
It would be around the age when we were like, when you were like 13.
Right.
Yeah, the cinnamon ones, but they, instead of just being one little Jolly Rancher candy, it was a
big,
stick.
Long.
It was a long and flat. Can you look up, can you put up fire sticks, STIX?
Oh, there we go.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah. The Jolly Rancher sticks.
Yeah. I remember. Oh, that's what it looked like when I was a kid. Fire sticks.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, I loved those. Like, you'd go to camp,
ooh,
and that was, like, the
never went
super
to camp.
Spicy.
I loved the bars. What am I talking about this?
What bars?
The peanut butter in the middle, but, like, it was nougaty on the outside.
Oh, yeah. Was it called, like not Sugar Daddy, I think it was called Big Sticks. Big Sticks.
They're around still if you look for them.
Yeah. I think it's called.
There's like a picture of a cab on the. It's like yellow and black and white and yellow.
You're talking about Abba Zabba's.
There you
Abba Zabba's.
Abba Zabba's. See, I don't eat candy at all anymore. Melissa, my friend, eats candy like it's going out of style. She goes and buys, like, she looks for this kind of stuff.
Is she chunky? See, because I would be a house. All I would do if I allowed myself would be eat candy all day long.
Really?
I would never get tired of it. I love all kinds of candy. I mean, I guess. Yeah, at a certain point, I go like, oh, my God, I feel ill and my teeth feel like there's sandpaper around them, but I still keep going.
Really? God, I don't know if I have anything like that today, really.
Like, if I'm in a candy store, and I used to get, like, a bag of, and then I'd get those Coke bottles, gummies.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so many.
Oh, yes, the Coke bottle gummies.
Oh, when I was young, oh, my God, love those. And Jelly Bellies, that would be my favorite candy. Like, I love a lot of Jelly Belly flavors.
Yeah.
Sour flavor, butter popcorn flavor.
Ooh, butter popcorn.
Caramel flavor.
Pineapple.
Mm.
I like pineapple. I like pineapple and coconut. But you know what? I liked, yeah. I don't know. And thank God my kids are not really into candy. Thank God. Because they would probably have a ton of cavities by now.
My kids are really into Starbucks.
They have their one
fraps.
Candy that they like. Yeah.
Oh, what do they like?
Sonny likes Skittles. And I love Nerds, I cannot get enough of. I would just eat it if I could. I would just eat
Well,
nerds
are like a poor man's Pop Rocks.
Is it really?
They're like Pop Rocks without any of the sparkle.
Oh, my God. They're so good,
though. So that might be why you like them.
Mm. I could pour it into my mouth right now just thinking about it. But so Sunny likes those. And then Natalia likes this anything sour, like the Sour Patch things.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, with the kids and their birthday parties is that they always like to give each other candy.
Oh.
So they'll do, like, a gift card.
Yeah.
But then also whatever their favorite candy is.
Yeah.
So it seems like a lot of people's favorite candy is Sour Patch Kids.
Yes. You know what I notice now? No more birthday parties, really. Or if they do, they don't – there's no grab bags anymore now that
the kids are older.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No gift bags.
Cringy.
Yeah, that's cringe. Thank God. Remember that?
Of course.
Remember when we wanted to send like an mass email to everybody and just say, knock it off with the gift bags? Do we have to do it? Like,
right.
I'm throwing a birthday party this year. I'm not.
Right. We wanted to get everyone on board.
Yeah.
That we're not doing that anymore.
Right.
Because you would go and get those.
Yeah.
You'd get a thing and it would have like a spinning top.
Right.
Like a Chinese finger cup and like a super ball.
Right.
And it would just all be in the back of your car.
Yes. Rolling around.
Go clean up the
and
car.
And then eventually Phil gets in the back and eats them and then has to go to the hospital.
And it would be the same shit that you get at Chuck E. Cheese. When you, first of all, Chuck E. Cheese is really like Vegas in the fact
that
you just keep spending money. These kids get addicted. Some of them play the games I know we've talked about this before, but it bears repeating that they want to play the games that are just about like a jackpot for tickets.
Right.
You're not even at this point. You've bypassed the actual fun of a game.
Yes,
where the ticket that you just want to play for tickets.
Right. Which want to see those tickets getting spit out.
And they don't understand that it doesn't matter how many tickets you win. You're just going to get some bullshit prize.
Right.
You're going to have to give like 40 tickets to win a Chuck E. Cheese ruler.
I know.
It's a plastic ruler. You're not using that for anything.
Right.
What are you measuring?
To hit their friends. That's what they're using it for. To hit their sister.
Those are the prizes. You're like, oh my God. There's nothing here. You're going to get a pencil and one of those things that you push it down and then it pops
and it
up.
Pops up.
And that thing is like 40 tickets.
Right. I mean, they wanted – I remember they were trying so hard for those fidget spinner things.
Oh.
They were like –
That's like 150.
You needed 250 tickets for that little chintzy thing that I could go buy you at the 99-cent store right now.
Right, but
no, they have to give me another $10. Give me more money.
Yeah.
Just so they could see that thing just spit out tickets.
Yeah. That, and then they would go make like 100 ID badges in the photo booth.
Right.
Makes you an ID that you collect them all.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh my God, that thing costs a token. And they just line up, I got another ID.
Right.
Or the thing that takes like a picture of them but it's like a black and white, almost looks like a drawing.
Yeah.
That it prints out for them.
Right.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is the biggest ripoff.
It is. It's a racket. And thank God Natalia never wanted to go there. She was afraid of the mouse. She hated it.
Now what? I've never been in a Dave and Buster's.
I don't mind a Dave and Buster's. You know why?
Why?
There's a bar there. You meet your girlfriend, let the kids go play.
Do the kids like it, though? Because I need ideas for Sadie and
Xander.
They
do like it. It's expensive, though.
It is.
If you invite a kid to go to Dave and Buster's, that means I'm paying for you, pretty much. So that means you got to give them, you got to give them their card. See, here's the thing. You have to be on a time limit with Dave and Buster's. Otherwise, it's like Vegas for kids.
Right.
They just keep spending money and it's just loud. Don't go with a headache, that's for sure. Don't go to any of these places with a headache. But it's loud and just video games everywhere, as you can imagine. And they want to eat like chicken wings and junk and like come by your table, eat, and then go back out again. And they're just playing video games.
Okay. So Sadie and Xander are turning 12 next month.
Yeah.
LB turning 15.
Mm-hmm.
Need party ideas that are not going to make me broke.
Not Dave and Buster's.
Okay.
Well, if you're having a – if you want – this is what I do. I do Sonny like a boy's night out and I have Sonny because he doesn't like really a party anyway. So just him and like three of his friends will go. And then, of course, she's got to crash it. So then that's their birthday. They each get to bring a couple friends to Dave and Buster's. No party. I pay for everybody, give them their dinner, and that's it. And just no,
So I'm torn. Here's why I'm torn with Sadie and Xander. Because neither one of them have many friends.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a bunch of acquaintances and new kids at school that could turn into friends. So then
especially
I was thinking, well, maybe
cool.
I do a little party.
Yeah.
Cooler than Glow Zone, because I think that was cool up until last year. Turning 11, it was still cool.
Right.
I don't think turning 12 Glow Zone's going to be like.
But they do like, don't they like the jumper, not Glow Zone, but the jump place.
Like a sky high place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could do more of like a birthday party at night.
Yes.
When it's like after dark, like a Friday night.
And that's fun.
That might be a.
That's a good time.
A way to go.
Yeah.
But I told them maybe what we could do. This is one thing I suggested. I said maybe we could go to your place, your parkour place, Jam, and do like hire the coach to do an hour class with you and all your friends, and then we all go out to dinner at like Buca di Beppo.
That's a great.
Each of you invite like five kids, so
that's
each
great.
Of you invite your closest two, and then a couple more acquaintances that you have together.
Right.
That was one idea that they were into. Then they thought maybe Studio LOL, that place they do improv. That could be cute too. Okay, but yeah, because I was torn between going like, why don't you guys each invite one friend and we'll go do something really fun.
Right. But no, I think you're right. Your instinct is right.
Because each of them does have one close friend.
Yeah. It's an opportunity for them to
invite some fun friends.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. All right. And then for LB, she doesn't know what she wants to do. And LB has a lot of friends. There's no way I could do something with LB where she has to like narrow it down to two kids.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I really don't want to have a party for like 40 kids.
I know.
I suggested to her.
Have her have like a sleepover or go to Magic Mountain or something.
I mean, I know, but then that would really need to be like four friends, right? That can't be. I don't think she could narrow it down to four. I honestly don't. I'm not like humble bragging on my kid, but she has made a lot of good friends in different areas of her life.
Right.
So what I told her, I thought this was a great idea. Mm-hmm. I was like, why don't you do a party at like a karaoke bar?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I go, and then you can invite a bunch of people and I'll buy, like you don't rent out the place, but I'll just buy a ton of appetizers there.
Yeah.
And like have your friends come.
And do karaoke.
And then we'll bring do a cake.
That's a great idea.
And she's like, I don't know if kids will think karaoke's cool, if they'll want to do it.
Shy.
Yeah, but I was like, it's like a fun thing for adults. Like it's at a bar and we'll do it at
night. I know, but it goes back to we don't give a shit. We'll wear whatever we want. At that age, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. I like it. But kids get
Is there
so,
something like that that you can think of that's like not karaoke, but something that you could do at a bar that's not
bar.
Only over 21?
Right.
Well, that's why I thought of a karaoke room because it could be all ages.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. All right.
We can talk about something else
while
you think about that.
Let me think about it. Okay.
Think about it. Have you had any good arguments with Adam? Because I spilled one from on Tuesday's show.
No, not really. No. Because we're not really, you know, we're giving each other our space still. So.
Right. Okay. I mean, I feel like John's giving me space too, but I still find things to argue about. Sometimes I just feel really irritable.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling. Trust me. Oh, my God. I had that feeling last week. And it's still around that time of month. By the way, I jinxed myself. Did we not? I talked about how when after I had
your ablation surgery helped.
Yeah.
No?
It was fine up until after I said it out loud that it was fine. And then it got bad again. Like,
really?
I was at Dry Bar. And
that's why you were anemic, by the way.
Oh, I know. I know that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So thank God that I had the surgery. But here's the thing. It's back again. I don't know. Like, when's it going to slow down? I'm old now. Hello? Like,
I can't believe it's back. But how did the surgery not stop it?
It didn't stop it. I mean, it just got lighter, that's for sure. It's not as heavy.
Can you go on
heavy.
That but I still birth get... control pill that gets rid of your period? That stops your period?
Well, I'm coming to a close soon anyway, aren't I?
Maybe not. I know people that are in their late 50s that still get their period.
My mom did.
Well, that's not good. Isn't there a thing, a drug that just stops your period?
There probably is.
Get on it.
All right. I'll ask Drew.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that with those things, though, doesn't it mess with your hormones and
– I don't think so.
Especially at this age.
I don't think – I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I've told you many times, I went to medical school for only 3 years. You need to talk to somebody who graduated. I can give a lot of really good medical advice with my training,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like I don't want to be taken to court.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it doesn't mess with your hormones. That's what my instincts are telling me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll – okay. You know
right
what?
Now, you know. He knows.
He doesn't. He's talking to Adam, I think. So I'm going to be traveling, right? With my daughter.
Right.
And everybody needs Raycons when they're traveling. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yes.
Raycons are the best. And I pulled them out because they gave some to us. Adam had them.
They're wireless.
Mm-hmm. They're wireless earbuds and they work fantastic. And you don't have to... pay an arm and a leg for them.
First of all, everybody loves wireless earbuds. They're the epitome of not cringy.
That's right.
They're the opposite.
They're the opposite of not cringy.
They're the opposite of cringy. They're totally not cringy. They're the go-to. Everybody has to have it to be cool.
Yes. So you guys, they have 6 hours of playtime, by the way. They're seamless Bluetooth. They pair perfectly. And you know that the sound is going to be good because it was – the company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B. They're obsessed with Raycons. And see what all the hype is. And they don't look awkward and weird with the little stick sticking out. So now's the time to get the latest and greatest of Raycons. Check out buyraycon.com/FCOL. You'll get 15% off your order if you go to buyraycon.com/FCOL, and you'll get 15% off for our listeners. So go check those out. Do it.
Absolutely. Also, Rothy's.
Oh, I love Rothy's.
They're super comfortable flats. And normally, I don't like flats.
I know.
But no, Rothy's are different. They're the exception.
Yes.
I love them.
They're super comfortable. They're super stylish. They have a million different styles to check out.
They're made of recycled water bottles. Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
Yes. And they're machine washable.
What shoes are machine washable?
I know.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Yes. No,
wash my shoes when they get dirty. You better wash your shoes.
You better wash them shoes, you and your fast ass. Wash them shoes.
And they come They come in like a leopard print. They come in, you know, or a cheetah or whatever, some kind of animal print. They come in different colors.
There's right.
Something for any
right.
outfit
yeah.
that you're looking for. Love it. Go to Rothy's, Rothys.com/loud to get your new favorite flats. Comfort, style, sustainability. They're the shoes you've been waiting for. Head over to Rothys.com/loud today.
Today.
Gosh darn
Gosh.
It. This is a good show.
Hey, you were telling me about this podcast that you've been listening to.
Oh,
yeah,
the ever-evolving truth.
Okay.
A lot of people – I had to go over to our For Crying Out Loud page and go, what is the hell is going on with this chick?
Okay. Before you tell me about that, let me just say one thing. I was looking for something to listen to, and for some – I came upon stuff they don't want you to know, and I usually don't like these conspiracy theories kind of thing. But there's these three dudes that do this show. I love their vibe. Like, I was sitting in traffic yesterday, and I'm listening to them, and for some reason, like – I mean, I'm listening to what they're talking about, but I loved their vibe. They had good
stuff they don't want you to know.
Yeah. They're three, like, young guys. This episode was the death of Jeffrey Epstein and their thoughts about that. And, you know, just their whole tone of the show, their vibe, the things that they say. I don't know. They were just, like, very cool, you know. They respect women. I don't know. I really like them.
So, that sounds like something John would like to listen to,
yeah.
too. I'm going to tell him about it.
Yeah, check him out. Anyway.
He is well, the ever-evolving truth is about, I don't know, it's by these three people or two, I don't really get it, that had another podcast that I don't know what it was called, but they stumbled upon this story. So there's this woman who had a GoFundMe about saying that she had cancer. And
I'm in.
Yeah. Okay, so let me just give you a little guidance upon listening to this.
Yeah.
So it's this whole they really go down this rabbit hole.
Okay.
Her name is Jessica. I can't remember the middle name.
I like anybody that goes down rabbit holes for me. That's fine.
So the opening episode, they have a whole interview with this chick, Jessica, and she's a total sociopath.
Okay.
So she sounds – and it's crazy. Like, when you listen to her telling her story, you're like, she has an answer for everything. Mm. She's like, yeah, and then my cancer treatment. And then she uses a lot of cancer words and a lot of, you know, and she
medical
is
term.
A single mom because she says she's divorced from her husband. And she just tells this really intricate story that you're like, wow, this poor woman, you know, has like, you know, bad cancer and it came back. And then she even talks about like she has a 40%, you know, the odds are like only 40% that she's going to survive this cancer. And, you know, it goes on and on. Then the next episode, they talk to a woman who's the ex-wife of her scam artist's woman's just got divorced from this guy.
Okay.
Now we're going to hear from her, the ex-wife of the guy. Her name's Christine. And then you hear her story and you're like, Oh, like, and she talks about all these different scams this woman's run and how, and all these different people she screwed over in her life. And she had this GoFundMe, and the GoFundMe got deactivated because they started looking into it.
Right.
You find out through the course of the podcast, there's all these crazy scams. But then the best part, so if you listen to the first episode, and a lot of people got turned off on the first episode because they're like, okay, I don't really get it. Uh-huh. Like she, but then when you listen to the other side of it and why it sounds like this woman's a liar, and then you go and you listen to her, the original woman, Jessica's second interview.
Right.
Oh my God, she just sounds like a crazy nut person. Like,
really?
And it's one of those weird things where she sounds manic. And so the team that's kind of investigating her is like, well, what do you say about blah, blah, blah? And then she's like, that's hilarious. Yeah, I can't believe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They tried to say that I don't have records of, like, I mean, it's laughable. Like, I'm laughing right now. Oh. Like, I'm really laughing. Like, oh, I'll send it to you. I'll just, and they're like, oh, that'd be great. Can you, like, text it to us or whatever? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have this. I have that. I have this. Then the stuff that she tries to show as proof is like doesn't have her name on it, or is like a different body, or is like she's doctored all these things.
Right.
It's this elaborate. And then you find out she tried to scam her parents. She did credit card fraud. Like she's done all this stuff, but she's so crazy, just absolutely in denying everything and saying that everybody else is trying to fuck her over. And
is it mental illness, or do you think, or is it just total like personality disorder, narcissist?
I mean, I don't know, because what is the disorder when people just all they do is lie? And
you don't know if they really believe they're lying.
Well, this woman can't believe her lies because she's having to doctor.
Right.
Like, remember though on Real Housewives of Orange County when Brooks was lying about cancer and Vicky was supporting him and saying, well, I've driven him to chemo.
Right.
But then you found out later that he was going to the hospital, pretending to have chemo, not having anybody walk him up there.
Yes.
And then just coming out.
Right.
Like, I mean, he had a lot of.
Right. Carrying. He was thebomb.com though, Stephanie.
Oh my God, he made that video for me.
I can't even.
Because Michelle Carpell and Adam Carpell. Because Michelle, do you still listen to our podcast? Her husband Adam was working on the show and he got Brooks to say, hey, Stephanie, you're thebomb.com.
Yeah.
It was the greatest thing ever, and I can't find the video anywhere.
You can't?
I can't find it.
Oh,
I know.
That
I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to scan my whole timeline. Anyway. Point is, that guy, I don't know what his disorder was either. He lied and tries to scam
so
people.
It's whatever that scamming disorder is.
Is there like a – there should be a scamming personality disorder.
Well, I mean, I guess it goes into the same category as like a Ted Bundy, right? I mean, you know what you're doing. You're not completely insane.
You're
lying that you have cancer and you're
well, she's also like was so it's interesting because she no matter so she had this t-shirt company make her t-shirts. She was in charge of everything. Like she put up one of her GoFundMes. She had a friend put up another one. But then she was designing t-shirts, and then she was lying and saying that the t-shirt company said, if you sell this many t-shirts, we'll pay for your cancer treatment.
Right.
Whatever it was. And then so that she was like on this podcast going, yeah, I just need to sell this many more t-shirts. Anyway, of course they found out it was a lie. They tracked down the t-shirt company. The t-shirt company's like, no.
Oh.
We never said that. We never did that. So then they bring that back to her in her second interview and they're like, well, the t-shirt company said that you didn't, that that's not true. And she's like, that's hilarious. She's like, because that was the wrong t-shirt company. Yeah, a lot of people like thought it was a different t-shirt. Like, I never said it was that t-shirt company. That's the wrong t-shirt company.
Wow.
She's like, yeah. They reached out to me and they even said something. And I was like, I don't know why that happened. That you're the wrong t-shirt company. This is how she talks, like
then
super manic.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, okay, well, what is the correct t-shirt company? I can't say.
Of course you can't
Everything
say.
Everything that she gets caught on, she's like, oh, yeah, I can't say.
Yeah.
I can't say.
Yeah.
Well,
I love this. I love it. What, Stephanie, why are you holding out?
But there's so, because I'll tell you why. Why? There's so many episodes of it, and a lot of them are not. You have to just. I was trying to listen to every episode, and then I would find myself going, "I don't care."
Like, yeah.
So much of it is like, "We get it. She's crazy." Either give us the. So I say the best episodes are the ones with the girl herself,
mm-hmm.
the friend, and then a lot of it is just background. They're rehashing or they're going, "What do we know?"
Okay.
So I kind of had to stop listening to it. But the first few episodes are really galling. You're like, oh, my God, this person's crazy.
Okay.
And partially you're like, I don't know if I feel good about myself listening to this because this woman is like totally mentally ill.
Right.
But then on the other hand, she's still currently scamming people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, well, she does need to be stopped.
Right. Yeah, and there's some times where I'm listening to something and it's like, okay, we get it. This person is mentally ill. I don't know if this should be entertainment or whatever kind of thing, you know. I felt like that with Mike Boudet's episode of the homeless guy that he found talking crap about Mike Boudet. Remember that?
Oh.
Remember that homeless guy that thought everybody killed the girl? And
yes, that was a long time ago. Yes. And then that guy was ranting on Facebook.
He was ranting on Facebook because he found the Sword and Scale episode of Mike Boudet, you know, covering that story.
Right.
And then he went off on Mike Boudet. And Mike Boudet made like part one, part two.
Right.
Maybe it was interesting to most people. I was just like, after listening to the guy scream into the microphone about Mike Boudet and what an asshole he is, I was like, okay, I get it. This guy's mental and needs to go taken to Olivew and done. Like,
right,
I don't really need to listen. It just felt like, okay. Anyway, love Mike Boudet, but.
Yeah, I get that often.
Yeah?
With certain episodes of Sword and Scale, I do think that sometimes I just have to turn them off because I'm like, I don't need to listen to this person being interviewed for a whole episode when – they're ill.
Yes. Yeah. I love me a show with transcripts, though. I really – and like transcripts and
– interrogations.
Interrogations, yes. That's how I found – transcripts is the word I used to search when I was looking for those. That's how I found those conspiracy dudes.
I feel like there's a YouTube show about confessions, like showing people getting interrogated until they confess.
Right.
Yeah, because there was a story that I wanted Mike to cover, remember, that I found by going into – but I can't remember. I'm going to have to look it up for you guys and figure out what
it was.
Didn't
we look – we talked about it when we talked about Steven. I thought we was friends.
Exactly. And there was a story about a guy who like broke into somebody's home and then they found a guy that – and they showed the entire interrogation until the guy finally was like
– confessed.
Yeah, okay, I did it.
Right.
And it was artful. It was like with the good cop, bad cop. And they slowly started telling him things they had on him until he felt trapped and confessed.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was the same guys that got Steven to confess.
Yeah.
But I think that might be how I found it.
The sheriff. That's his whatever. The interrogator. Yeah. I love that stuff.
I know.
I really do. How Sword and Scale Rewind?
It's going good, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's going great. We are catching up so quickly. We're almost done. Actually caught up to the common show now, yeah.
What episode are you guys on?
I want to say we're like on 135 or something. We're reviewing episodes that were released just a couple months ago.
Holy shiz, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Only took us 5 years to get there.
I'm telling you. How do you do a podcast? Well, it's called consistency.
Yeah.
And stay with it.
Yeah, because we went months and months without getting paid.
Yeah.
By the way, when Mike changed over to a different company. But Matt and I have such a good, I don't know if vibe is the right word, but like, or rapport. But like
We vibe. We rapport.
Yeah. You guys got chemistry.
But we have a thing now where I just know right away like which episodes he needs to cover and which ones I – we have very certain ones. I'm like, oh, this one is about – like a crazy guy who's an assassin who's obsessed with Star Wars. Okay.
That's you,
this
Matt.
This one's got Matt's name all over it.
Already done.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, here's a lady who like abducted her own kids from their dad and then drove all around the country with them in the trunk. Uh-huh. That's me.
That's you.
sometimes salt, sometimes pepper, you know?
That's right.
Just depends on what you want on your eggs.
Salt and spicy. You guys are like, you got good chemistry. That's good.
And I love listening to the ones that I know Matt's going to cover because I don't have to pay that close attention. Like, I listen to it and then I know I can interject stuff, but I know he's going to be like all on fire about it.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a great time.
I love that. Remember that episode, Lynette, where I called you like crying from Target?
Yes.
And I was like, because the little boy is like, please don't kill me.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. I was like, I don't know why I got so badly triggered by that episode. I didn't even say the exact quote that the kid said because it was really sadder than that. Mm-hmm. And I just remember crying and calling you and going like, oh my God, this last episode, I can't stop. It's so upsetting.
Right.
Well, then we had to cover that one. So I just told Matt, I don't, I can't re-listen to it. Yeah. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to hear that quote.
I know.
So, and Matt was so cool. He was like, no problem. I'm just going to cover like what a psycho the guy, like what a douchebag the guy was.
Right.
And I don't have to even barely touch on that.
Yeah.
Well, you were upset about that, but my analysis of the episode was I was upset because it was a confusing episode. So that was really my critique was focused more on let's try to get the story straight here.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. That's nice. That's good.
Yeah, this is what I love about Dateline is they spoon feed you. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes with Mike's episodes, you have to really be listening hard.
Yeah, I know.
Pay attention.
Yes.
It's like Root of All Evil podcast where I was like, I'm out because
you had to have a family tree.
I needed to regroup. Like, I needed to have paperwork in front of me for that one.
You had to have that phone core board with the drawings of who's who for where. Yes.
I don't want to think too much.
I know.
I want Dateline to constantly, like, recap what
they –
remember five minutes ago when we were telling you that? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, remember that?
Right.
Yeah, because you just said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying it again.
Yes.
So that, I need that.
Yeah, because you're playing your threes.
Yeah, I'm on the pre-core. I don't want to have to go back 30 seconds and go, what? I blanked out for a second. What happened?
I know.
They're going to retell you anyway.
Yeah.
They're like, remember when you blanked out because you were getting a good score on threes? Well, listen –
this is what you did. This is what you didn't catch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I love the Dateline ones. They're easy. Because I'm going to be, I'm going to be traveling and I need something to listen to. And here's the thing, too. Once you get in the plane, you can't listen to really podcasts. I got to get a book or something. I did download a book.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, sometimes you can listen. If the podcast has, I think, been on your app and downloaded, then it's fine. But it's if it's new or something, you might not be able to listen to it when you're
right,
up in the air.
Right. It has to be something that downloaded for you.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been listening? Okay, let's see what I have recently updated. Oh, have you listened to Heavyweight?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was literally just going to jump in and say, if you're not listening to Heavyweight, you're missing out on life.
It's my absolute number one favorite podcast of all time. And I recently went back and listened to every episode again.
Really?
Because you know how I am. I forget stuff. So it was. Like
yeah,
I'd never heard. I had a vague, like it sounded familiar, but the whole story was brand new.
I downloaded this show a long time ago.
It is so good. The new season is phenomenal.
What's the new season about?
No, it's the same thing.
It's
okay,
the same.
It's this guy, Jonathan.
This guy.
Goldstein.
Who talks to people.
Who have something in their past that they want to, like, revisit.
Right.
A heavy weight on their shoulder, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even get – I just got that. The first episode –
that's why you guys make a good team.
Is where he interviews his dad. And his dad has had a long – kind of a long feud with his brother.
Uh-huh.
And they're both – the dad is, like, in his 80s and the brother is, like, almost – like, 90.
Right.
The dad's like 85, the brother's 90, the uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And they go from Canada, they go visit him in Florida.
Right.
And it's every episode is so poignant.
Mm-hmm. Nobody gets murdered. No transcripts.
No, but it's so good. Each one is like a beautiful story.
Okay.
They're all super compelling
and
engaging and I've cried on so many of them. Have you ever cried listening?
You definitely get a little weepy-eyed sometimes, but it's also just hilarious because the host of the show, all he wants to do is help these people.
Right.
But he has his own bumbling neuroses that he just can't help himself.
Yeah.
And when he kind of puts himself in the middle and is trying to mediate between two people and it's completely going off the rails, it's so funny. And then it always – always manages to bring it back around again.
Oh. But he's a comedian. Yeah. So he's being funny on purpose, but he has a super dry sense of humor. It's very like Woody Allen, Albert Brooksy, subtle. There's an episode with the comedian Rob Delaney. Rob, oh my God, help me. Rob, put in Rob Heavyweight. It's not Delaney. It's Rob.
Was it from the guy movie that
he was in The Hangover?
Rob Corddry.
Rob Corddry.
Yeah, that was a great
episode. An episode with Rob Corddry where Rob Corddry remembers breaking his arm as a kid, and his entire family is like, no, that wasn't you. That was your brother. And so they have to try to find proof that Rob did break his arm. But there's just – he has so many funny asides in that one. Like at one point, Rob is in Hawaii with his family and he goes, oh, how's Hawaii? And Rob goes, great. And then Jonathan Goldstein goes, so after Rob was done bragging about being in Hawaii, we were able to get to the
– I love that.
He does stuff like that.
Yeah, I love that.
Because they were like old friends, and then Rob got really famous. So he just keeps talking about, you know, Rob, because he's so famous, flying around to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's so good. He used to be a reporter for This American Life, so he developed that kind of that broadcasting voice, I think, on that show.
I love those. I love guys like that. Okay.
Honestly, it's hands down my favorite podcast I've ever listened to.
Really?
And I'm super excited because there's a new episode.
Okay.
The reason I think I forget about it, I told you about it a long time ago, but then I forget about it because each episode is probably really, really hard to produce. It takes, I'm sure, a long time to produce a single episode. Mm-hmm. So when he goes on between seasons, I think it was almost a year.
Oh, it was.
From one season to the next. So I totally forgot about it. I think I even took it off my phone because I didn't think it was coming back. Mm-hmm.
I purposely store episodes and wait to listen to them so that I can
I do that too.
I can fill it in over the summer.
Yeah.
I can't go that long without hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I went back and listened to all the episodes in order recently. Yeah,
honestly, you could start season one, episode one. The first like three or four episodes, you will be totally hooked. They're so good.
I listened to one. The first one I listened to, and then I forgot about it, was the girl that in her sorority.
Yes, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
And the girl who didn't know why she got kicked out of her sorority.
Right. And I don't remember if she found out why or not.
See, that's the fun thing about the podcast is so many of them I'd forgotten, like, well, whatever happened?
Right.
One of them was about a girl who was bullied, and then all the girls had come over to her house, and she wouldn't answer the door. It was like later, after they'd all started icing her at school, like in middle school, I want to say, they all show up at her door, and she never answered the door. And then now years later, she's like, I don't know what they wanted. I want to find out what they wanted.
Right.
And there's such a twist in it, like that made me cry. That just that, like, it ended up that what didn't end up really being
the case,
the story.
Right.
Well, no, it just that wasn't ending up being the point.
Right.
There ended up being like a different point to the story.
Right.
But it's just.
All right, I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know, but I feel like we just churned out another good show.
Yeah, I think so.
I liked it.
What about Penelope?
Oh my God. I did Embark, the Embark DNA kit.
Yes.
I highly recommend doing this if you have a dog and you don't know what the breed is.
Right.
Because for so long, people would be like, what is Penelope?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'd go, I don't know, because she's so unique looking.
Yes.
You know, you can guess, but isn't it fun to know exactly?
Oh, for sure.
So I did Embark the DNA test, and it's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even looking at the paper because I'm just going to tell you what my experience was.
Yeah.
So you just take this swab. They send you a cotton swab in the mail and you put it in their cheek and you just have to like rub their cheek for 30 seconds. And it's meat flavored. So they – no, it's not meat
flavored. By the way, why can't we do that with the regular DNA kit? Why do we have to spit up into the line, blue line, fill the thing with saliva up to the blue? Why can't we just rub our cheek and put it in the
– I don't know.
Anyway, go
on. I don't know. But anyway, then I had a question about like exactly which package I put it in. So I wrote to their help desk and they wrote me back in two seconds.
Good customer service.
I had just sent the email and I look back and I have an email and I was like, what? And they said, oh yeah, you were doing the right thing. It's the right package. And I'm like, okay, good. Send it out. Then you have to register, which is really easy. And they give you a number. And then in like a few weeks, you get your results. And it turned out that Penelope is Staffordshire Terrier, which mm-hmm. is basically like a little pit bull,
mm-hmm.
which is totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And then she's got a little bit of boxer.
Oh, really?
In her.
Really?
Little bit, which uh-huh. accounts for, I think, some of her coloring.
Uh-huh.
And then she's got American Bulldog.
Aww.
Yeah. And when you put, yeah.
Wow.
It kind
and
of
And does it show you like
mystery.
how much of a pie chart what she
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it does. It told us that she was like 50% Staffordshire Terrier and then like I want to say 25% American Bulldog and then the other 25% was
right.
like a couple of different breeds.
Nice. Well, that's great.
Yeah,
all right.
I loved
well,
it.
We should. You guys should try it if you have a dog.
Also, I'm sorry, but I should tell you that it also tells you your dog's risk for certain genetic conditions.
Yes.
I don't want to miss that point.
Right.
And they were completely on the money with an eye. Penelope has an eye issue.
Oh, really?
That is like a congenital eye issue that her report said to watch out for this eye issue.
Mm.
That she has. It's really
so you could do it even if you know your dog's breed.
Yeah, because they might tell you it helps you figure
right.
out like what food, like maybe certain nutrients if
right.
they're like at risk for certain things.
Yes.
And you can send the results very easily to your vet.
Oh, nice.
So that they have your dog's
great.
Health history too.
So yeah. what do we do?
So what you're going to do is they have an exclusive holiday offer that you can't get anywhere else. Go to embarkvet.com right now and use the promo code FCOL to save 15% off your dog DNA test kit. Visit embark, E-M-B-A-R-K, vet.com and use the promo code FCOL to save.
Yes.
That's
and
it.
Thank you to our sponsors today. You can go to calmingcomfortblanket.com, put in promo code FCOL, embarkvet.com, promo code FCOL. You can buy raycon.com/FCOL, birchbox.com/FCOL, rothys.com/loud for Rothys, and lacroixwater.com. Go check them out. Thank you to our sponsors.
And for our Patreon very special $50 mm-hmm. subscribers. The business shout outs this week are for Sarah Kelsey. Speaking of DNA tits.
Yeah, what?
Kits.
Get your mind out of it.
And Sarah
wow.
Kelsey offers paternity and relationship testing. It's a non-invasive prenatal paternity test. Go to NWDNAtesting.com. They're located in Seattle, but they can set up appointments all over the country. Kate Marengo. What up, Kate?
What's up, Kate?
What up, biatch? Kate is with Interior Chicago, and she could use a little love for her company.
Yes, she could.
At least go Google it, interiorchicago.com/interior-design, so you can find out more about what she does. Jeremy Bishop is with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, and he's going to find you a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in the country, it's a free service. So call him or text him at 520-981-1305. Also, Sandra Green pays for velvetswing.com, which is for your sexy time.
Yeah. That's,
it's a special
nice.
Cream.
No.
It's not a salve
okay.
or a salve. It's a CBD topical that's very stimulating.
Okay.
Can help you out in that area. So go to velvetswing.com and check it out. And last but not least, Amanda Crittenden. We're still supporting the Ronald McDonald House. And that is just a great charity. Go to support.rmhc, which stands for Ronald McDonald House.
Mm-hmm.
.org.
Mm-hmm.
Probably charity. Support.rmhc.org.
Thank you. I looked up Christy B's on her son's progress. It seems like he's doing pretty well from the last update that I saw.
Yeah, he's in back school at the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes, made friends and everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Christy, thinking about you.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.